And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We hope your day is going well. Currently, 36 degrees outside. Expecting a high in the upper 50s, maybe a stray 60 here or there. And joining us this morning from the Wilson Medical Center, we talk about them every day, obviously, during our question. But we have Janice Reese in from Wilson Medical Center today. And Janice, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Kyle. We're doing great.
And it's good to have you in this month. And you are the main guest this month, which is a little bit different because you're here with us every month with the guest. But you are the main person this week, and we love seeing you and talking to you. And we'll be talking about February, which is National Wise Healthcare Consumer Month. So I guess the first question I would want to ask about that, what exactly is National Wise Consumer Healthcare Month?
Well, that's a pretty interesting healthcare observation because, you know, we always are good consumers when it comes to buying cars and appliances, and then we love to go shopping, groceries and clothes and all those kinds of things. But, you know, sometimes we're not very good at picking out our healthcare providers or making sure we know what is best for us. And so we don't do a lot of research. And this is what the Wise Healthcare Consumer Month is for, is to focus on helping people make smart, informed, and even prospective healthcare choices. So this is, you know, studies have shown even that Americans spend more time researching car purchases and new appliances than they actually do on looking for a doctor or their health plans that they use.
I mean, yeah, sometimes we go months researching cars and appliances, seeing what's the best, and then sometimes we just get to healthcare, we're like, eh, that one, you know, we don't go real in depth with that because there's lots of choices to be made, and obviously not everybody's not the same, so it's going to be different for everybody when it comes to healthcare.
That's correct.
So, what are the habits of a wise healthcare consumer?
Well, you know, habits are very important in us making good decisions and choices. And so I encourage everyone to look at some of these possibilities as habits to get into. And one of them is actually, and probably the best one, is to get a primary care provider. And that's so you can see them for regular checkups and screenings, that you have time to choose your provider and look at that. Also, it's good to prepare for visits. You know, make sure you're have questions, write them down so that you can make sure you're covering that with your provider when you see them. Another thing that's a good habit is to make a list of your medical medicines that you have, and also let all of your medical team know that what you have, so that they are on the same page with you when it comes to your medicines and what's going on with your health. And then the other thing is to also carry a list with you of all your healthcare providers that you might have, if you have some specialists or different things like that, and also medications that you take all the time, even if it is your herbs and different, you know, vitamins and things like that. It's important to also have those. Keep those in your purse or wallet or in a glove box so that you have those available in case we ever need it for an emergency.
Yeah, because you never know when you're actually going to need those things. I know some people are like, I'm never going to need that. Why am I going to have it? Always assume something's going to happen. That way that if something, an offhand chance does happen, you have that ready for people that are helping take care of you.
That's correct, yes.
So if a person is never sick, which, well, let's be honest, we've all been sick time to time, so why should they establish a primary health care provider?
Well, you know, sometimes, even if they're not sick, it is important to have, as a good health care consumer, it is a good practice to actually do preventive medicine. And preventive medicine also can help with lowering the cost of health care as well. So you need to get regular checkups, and that is the reason why you should pick a primary provider. You may great if you never have to go see them except for that one checkup per year, you know, that actually could maybe catch a common disease that can be prevented or could be treated early, and then we can, you know, it helps save your life maybe. So getting those regular checkups is important. And then another thing is, don't always ignore the symptoms that you are seeing in your body and your health. It's important to go ahead and see that provider and get those questions answered. You may feel like, oh, it's just a little ache, but that ache could be more important than what you really think. And so I encourage you to actually don't ignore those. Get those symptoms treated and get medical advice about them.
Yeah, absolutely. With me, I remember just having, you know, pains in my knees and my foot. I thought, well, I don't know what. Come find out, go to my doctor. I have gout. So I had to be put on medication. Now I'm on basically lifetime medication now to constantly take that, because otherwise my uric acid level will go back up and I'm in extreme pain after that. So I never knew what was causing it before.
Right. Well, it's good that you did have that checked out, because gout is something that's very serious. And as you know,
yeah.
But I'm glad you did painful. Do that. And I encourage, you know, any kind of, you know, little ache or symptoms, like Cal said, you know, he had some, you know, pains in his knees and different areas, and so foot and stuff. So anyway, I encourage you to definitely be sure you're checking with, get in with a provider and take some time to really find out what is the best provider for you. There's lots of choices out there, and you want to find the one that's best for you.
Absolutely. And I've had one for the past 20 years, so the same one. So it's, you know, we have a really good rapport. He knows everything that could possibly be wrong with me, and it's just always good to kind of have that. Anytime we see her, he knows me by first name. I know him by, he just wants me to call him Doc. Don't call him Doctor this, just call him Doc, you know.
It's good to get that relationship mm-hmm. with him, and you obviously have a really good relationship with your doctor, and that's the kind of thing you really need to, as a good healthcare consumer, is, you know, find that doctor that you actually connect with and can help you be able to do that healthcare journey, you know, through life. So that's important.
Absolutely. So so when it comes to medication, like with me, I carry my allopurinol with, I have an extra, you know, I have an empty version in my car, just in case I ever hey, I need this, you know. But why do we need to carry a list of medications with me all the time?
Well, surprisingly enough, Kyle, that's a really good question, because there's a lot of people that often unknowingly don't take their medicines correctly. And so it's especially if you see specialists or surgeons that your primary care provider has referred you to, that you have those available, and what prescribed medications that you have. And just make sure your medical team is aware of all of those. And know what other medications you are taking will help, you know, as I had mentioned earlier, your vitamins, your herbal supplements, and other home remedies that you might be trying. You know, you need to make sure that you're listing those and letting your provider know. So that's kind of the reason why you really need to carry those, because, you know, God forbid that we ever are in a car accident, but having that in your wallet or in your purse or in that glove box is important, as well as just letting your provider teams, your medical teams, know what is that you are taking so that they can help you.
And also, probably it's also have a good list of things that you're allergic to that could cause an allergic reaction, something like that, because you don't want them, you know, trying to help you, giving you something that you're allergic to.
That is correct, and that is the reason why you need to have those medicines in that list, because you don't want to get into an allergic reaction because of something they gave you. So having those lists, that's very good point, Kyle. Thank
you. Like I'm allergic to phenobarbital. If you give it to me, I will go into, I don't know what happens. Apparently, I was given to it at a young age, and it's just like, it wasn't very good. So what are some other habits of a wise healthcare consumer?
Well, I think that it's important to also think about, you know, the healthcare, it escalates and the cost of it. And so finding some ways that we can help maybe lower it. Look at maybe generic medications. Ask your doctor if that's a possibility. Talk to your pharmacist and find out how generic medicines might be available that the doctor has prescribed. You know, they can help you with helping maybe lower that. Another thing that might be essential is to understand your health insurance plan. Make sure that you are aware of what your plan does offer so that, you know, a doctor doesn't say, hey, we're going to do this, and then your health insurance maybe can't cover that. Do some research. Have, you know, work with your provider on making sure that your health care insurance is going to cover treatments that are needed. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I encourage you to do that as well.
So what advice do you have for those trying to decide if they want to sign up for Medicare versus Medicare Advantage?
Well, that's a really good question, Kyle. And, you know, as senior consumers look at, you know, and become of Medicare age, you know, they're going to have, there's the original Medicare, and then there's this Medicare Advantage plans that are out there. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I really, really encourage you to look at both of the plans and make sure that what is best for you. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that we've known through our healthcare in, you know, at the hospital, and that have gotten onto plans that wish they're not getting the coverage they need. So, look at original Medicare and the Medicare Advantage plans. If you have chronic conditions or severe health needs, Medicare Advantage requires some pre-authorizations, and Medicare Original does not. Medicare Advantage plans also require you to stay in network. And sometimes that can be very challenging to find a provider that will offer what you need in the area that you live. Sometimes you may have to travel further away. And so that's something that you need to kind of find out and make sure if that's going to work. There are, you know, a lot of times if you refer to a specialist, that Medicare Advantage plans also require you to get a referral for those, where the original doesn't necessarily require that you need to get a referral for a specialist. So I encourage you to really look at all the options that you, when you're comparing the two and trying to decide which, policy is going to be right for you. Assess that current coverage. Call your medical provider to see if they are going to remain in the network, you know, if you're looking at Advantage plans, because that's real important as well. The other thing you want to also think about is compare your total out-of-pocket cost, because that will help you in determining if that's something that you want to, which policy you want to go with. One portion of your expenses will be mostly premium cost, but Medicare Advantage can look very inexpensive. But sometimes it also will have some premium amounts that you are going to have to pay out of pocket. So you want to think about those as well. So I encourage those kind of things for you to look at when you're considering Medicare and Medicare Advantages. And I know that there are people at the hospital that can help with that and visiting with you and more on that if you need that.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people look at cost most of the time because that's kind of the first thing that pops in people's minds. But again, like you're saying, there's a lot of start taking all the pros and cons of everything and basically whatever works out best for you, even if it costs maybe just a little bit more money. You definitely want to go with the one that does best fit you.
That's correct, yes, because, you know, you don't want to get into a situation where you're paying a lot more out of pocket than what you thought you would, and you want to be able to get treated and have good health care and be able to afford it. And so finding that correct insurance policy, Medicare or just commercial, it's really important.
Absolutely, it is. Well, Janice, I appreciate you coming in today. If anybody does have any questions about what we've talked about today, about National Wise Healthcare Consumer Month or anything else, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, at Wilson Medical Center, you can just call our direct line, which is 620-325-2611. And of course, we have our rural health clinics. We have three of them, one in Cherryvale, which that number is 620-336-2131. In Independence, 620-331-2400. And in Neodesha, our clinic there is 620-325-2622. And we have several providers that can help you with any of your questions you might have in just getting to know them and what might be a good fit for you in regards to finding that primary care provider that you might be looking for, or what maybe you've got some answers, and making an appointment with them would be great. You can call any of those. They'd be glad to visit with you and help you with your healthcare needs. You know, we all have choices. Mm-hmm. And as like we were talking earlier about the opportunities to actually go out there and shop and do all those things that we love to do, well, we have a choice for healthcare as well.
You could shop for healthcare, basically. Think of it that way.
It is kind of like that. You know, you make that choice for your family, and that choice is yours. And I encourage you to go out there and find, be a wise consumer and find the right provider for you and healthcare that you need wherever it might be.
All right. Well, Janice, again, thank you so much for coming in today. And we love talking to you. And we will see you again next month.
Okay. Well, Kyle, thank you for letting me come today. And I hope that everybody has a great February. And also another observation that probably a lot of people think about is this America's Heart Healthy Month. And we also encourage you to take care of your hearts, because that's what keeps us going, keeps us beating. And we love everybody. And so anyway, this is kind of our love month too, but I felt like it was important to talk about this consumer health. And I hope that you guys have a great February and be wise in what you're making your choices.
And talking about your heart, on next Monday is Valentine's Day. So
yes.
There you go.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
All right. Well, thank you, Janice. You have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start open line. So keep it locked here on the mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning.